You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am not James Edwards. Now, James is a little different than me. I work super hard every day. You see, James just kind of kicks back. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, so James called me earlier today, and he said, "Hey, man." He says, "You know,
I need TLC ASAP. My muscles ache and my feet are sore. Thank God it's Friday and it's almost 4. Time to hit the door. We're gonna spend the weekend on the..."
Yeah, James Edwards wanted to just kick back, ladies and gentlemen. Didn't want to come to work. Asked me to fill in. I said, "Of course, I'm a hard-working redneck. I'll get her done." So here I am, and here he's not. You follow me? No, I'm just teasing. The truth is, James did need to take a little bit of break, right? He needs a little bit of rest and relaxation. He needs a little bit of, time with his family. Internally, they've got a lot of family things going on. And so they wanted me to fill in while James took care of a lot of those things. I'm just joking about the kicking back and the he wants that TLC ASAP and all that kind of stuff. He actually works incredibly hard. And sometimes for all of us, we just have too many things on our plates. And that's what's really going on with James. That's why he's not here. That's why Winston filled in. And that's why I'm going to be filling in as well. And what I'm going to talk about is a subject that I think it's probably better I talk about than James anyway. I think I know more about the story than James does for a bunch of reasons. Now, one of the unique things that James has always been able to put together is this idea that the political cesspool has long arms, right? Long arms indeed. Whenever there's a story going on, right? It seems like the political cesspool has a way of being right in the middle of it, right? I mean, it's amazing how involved the political cesspool is in, I don't know how many stories, but isn't it interesting that that these stories always kind of has a, political cesspool involvement in it or something like that, right? Whenever there's a story that breaks, we're there, whether it's Liberty News Radio, whether it be James Edwards and the political cesspool. I mean, we're there. It's amazing what kind of a reach we have, right? So we had the big old scandal in Ferguson, right? We had the event in, the racial event that took place, the big old fight where the Antifa went off ballistic. What's that thing called? Don't have it in front of me. Anyway, we've been to all these different places. Whenever something breaks, the story in Idaho where Ammon Bundy was there. You know, I was literally there on scene, right? And it just seems like whenever there's a story that breaks, we have a unique twist that the political cesspool or Liberty News Radio has about the story. So that's what I want to talk about today. What specifically do I want to talk about? Well, as you know, a U.S. family was killed in Mexico, right? And this is a big, big, big story, okay? Everybody's wondering what's up with this, what goes on, what's the deal? So I'm going to break it down for you. Last week, three women, six children from what they call the Mormon polygamist colony were ambushed and killed by drug cartels during what looks like a turf war with the Sinaloa cartel. Now, at first, the mainstream press kind of broke this story out. And they said, hey, you know, these poor, innocent people just got nailed to the wall by these drug cartels. It was a probably mistaken identity scenario. The poor families just got caught. Well, that's not exactly how it is. All right. 10 years ago, believe it or not, two nephews of the same family were murdered and another one was kidnapped by drug cartel members. Okay. So these families are constantly at risk because they are unarmed. Why are they unarmed? Because Mexico doesn't believe in the right to keep and bear arms. In 2009, these drug cartels tried to extort money from these families and say, hey, we'll leave you alone for drug money, kind of like the mafia. But the families refused on principle. They say, well, this may have been a payback for feuds long ago. This attack, believe it or not, was meant to draw in a competing cartel to see what all the shooting was about, to draw them into a trap zone. You see, it started out as a convoy of three vehicles with three separate moms and their children. They were widely separated. They were heading to the United States for a wedding celebration. Now, the Daily Mail, believe it or not, has a lot of information on this, more than even the American media. Isn't that fascinating? But authorities believe that a fierce rival between two Mexican drug cartels fighting for control is to blame for the massacre of nine Americans. All right, believe it or not, they were investigating another fatal shootout between the gangs just hours before the Mormon family was slaughtered. Nine LeBaron family victims, including three mothers and six children, were gunned down last Monday morning while traveling in three SUVs from the Mormon community where they live in the state of Sonora, Mexico. Mexican officials say the family were victims of a, quote, territorial dispute between a group of a couple of people. An arm of the El Chapo Sinaloa cartel and its Juarez cartel rival. Background to this story is helpful as well. The Sinaloa cartel, believe it or not, is a deep state United States government connected and protected cartel. The CIA has endorsed. And Mexican governments have worked together. The CIA and the Mexican government have worked together using this channel to funnel drugs into our country, folks. The Mexican government certifies whole semi-trailer loads of drugs, and they certify them as drug-free so they're not inspected at the border. The deep state makes sure that DEA agents are not allowed to break the seal on trucks, even though dogs are warning they have drugs on board. It was this cartel that received over 3,000 weapons from the Operation Fast and Furious program, ladies and gentlemen. I've got more. Hang tight.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheepherder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine. Can you confidently answer the question, was Jesus a socialist? Join us on Saturday morning, December 14th at Liberty Hall to hear the clear and insightful reply from one of today's leading champions for liberty, Lawrence W. Reed, author of Was Jesus a Socialist? Loving Liberty Incorporated is honored to present Dr. Reed for this kickoff event of Liberty Hall Lectures, Saturday, December 14th, 10 o'clock in the morning. It's free and it's timely. No registration is necessary, but seating is limited. Come early. Also, just in time for Christmas, buy 10 or more copies of the 5,000-Year Leap for just $250 each. Just in time for holiday giving. Single copy price is normally $10. Can't join us in person? Tune in to the Loving Liberty Radio Network and hear Dr. Reed live Tuesday afternoons during the Reed Hour and by podcast at lovingliberty.net or on your mobile phone app. Was Jesus a socialist? Find out at the Liberty Hall Lectures, December 14th. Go to lovingliberty.net for details. The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
All right, so I'm on the radio, Sam Bushman, in place of James Edwards tonight. He's got some family business to take care of. He's a little bit of TLC ASAP. In the meantime, I'm telling you about this Sinaloa drug cartel. It's really a CIA/Mexican government protected asset. So the Mexican government certifies big semis full of drugs. The United States doesn't inspect them, even though dogs sound off and say, man, there's drugs in there. They let them all flow north. Okay, so when Donald tells you that he wants to work with the Mexicans to stop this, he's full of baloney or he's ignorant. I don't know which, but I'm telling you right now, he's not genuine in this reality, or he's not factual, let's say it that way. Okay, it was this Sinaloa drug cartel, believe it or not, which received 3,000-plus weapons from the notorious Fast and Furious sting operation, which was really a cover for a gun-running operation. You know it's phony, folks, when you allow 3,000 weapons to leave the states and there's no tracing and no arrests, right? But drug trafficking, folks, is so profitable that competing cartels are often forming in Mexico, and some are bought out by the Sinaloa drug cartel, and some become, quote, subsidiary operations, but others resist and ignite wars over drug trafficking territory. Authorities believe the family may have been used to lure one side into a firefight. They have specifically blamed the Juarez cartel. Just so you know where Juarez is, it's a huge city right on the other side of the border from El Paso, and it's a massive city full of drugs and crime, and it's a very dangerous place. Now, they say the area in Sonora State where the family was murdered is dominated by the Sinaloa drug cartel offshoot called Salazar. So you got the Sinaloa drug cartel, but then you got the Salazar offshoot. Hours before the attack on the LeBaron family, I guess they sent gunmen to defend the territory. It would be carried out by Salazar. So they set up an armed outpost on a hilltop, and they set up an ambush further along the road. Believe it or not, top Mexican general, Jimero Mendoza is his name, said that it resulted in a shootout about 3:15 a.m. on Monday, which ended up with the death of a man. The Juarez cartel wanted to send a message that it controlled the road into Chihuahua. It was this, quote, invasion force that the poor American mothers and their three vehicles drove into later Monday morning. When the killer struck, the three LeBaron family vehicles were spread out along a 12-mile stretch of highway between the two states at about 9:40 a.m. As bullets began to pummel the first car, a white Chevrolet Suburban, Christina Marie Langford Johnson jumped out waving her arms to try to show that they were not gang members. Christina was shot dead, but her seven-month-old baby Faith survived the attack after her mother placed her car seat on the floor before she got out, saving the baby's life. Gunfire also ripped into a second white Suburban that was carrying Donald Langford and nine children. About a mile back, Donna and two of her sons, Trevor 11 and Rogan 3, were killed. Footage of the vehicle showed more than a dozen bullet holes in the sides of the vehicle. Inside, blood was smeared across seats and children's toys. A third car, 11 miles behind, was shot up, caught on fire, burst into flames, killing Renita Miller and her four children. The six-month-old twins, Titus and Tiana are their names, her 10-year-old daughter Crystal and her 12-year-old son Howard. This attack is starting to make these fundamentalist Mormons reconsider their vulnerable states in Mexico, where law-abiding citizens cannot own firearms. See, that's the problem in Mexico. Law-abiding citizens cannot own firearms. I would never go live in Mexico. The long-term globalist agenda, ladies and gentlemen, is to form a North American union between Mexico, the U.S., and Canada, with similar gun restrictions or controls as Mexico currently has now. The next step in that process is what Donald Trump is ignorant about. He's bought into this new idea of his new NAFTA plan. Don't accept that it's a failure. It's the TPP dressed up in red, white, and blue, if you will. I had to tell Alexa to be quiet. It went off and thought I was calling her. Go to sleep, sister. All right? So that's kind of the bottom line. Well, when Donald got wind of this horrible scenario, Donald Trump, you know, he blusters at the mouth a lot. But Donald Trump calls for war on drug cartels after nine Americans were killed in Mexico. This is the time for Mexico, with the help of the United States of America, to wage war on the drug cartels and wipe them off of the face of the earth, Donald Trump tweeted. But the problem is, the Mexican leaders say, no, we don't want to fight with war. We want to do so peacefully. We want to fight with kindness, and the wars don't work. Well, both sides in this scenario, ladies and gentlemen, are lying to you. Okay? The drug cartels are in bed with the CIA. The CIA is in bed with Mexican mafia, and they're letting the drugs go through intentionally. These drug wars might be factions against the, quote, protected drug channels, no doubt, because a lot of the drug cartels don't realize the governments are so involved. Because the government picks favoritism cartels like the Sinaloa cartel and others. Sinaloa, and the other cartels are kind of on the outs. They got to fight for themselves. But I think that this is an important issue. Were weapons used from Operation Fast and Furious a part of Project Gunrunner, or the ATF-sponsored gun running scandal? Were they used in this case? I don't know. But I know this, when over 3,000 weapons go across the border with zero accountability into the hands of the drug cartels, we are as guilty as anyone. Now, the LeBaron name, ladies and gentlemen, you should understand, in recent decades, has been most often linked to violence. Unfortunately, this incident only adds to that association. Believe it or not, the victims are members of a faction that long ago, and this is why it's kind of important for me to report on this, long ago broke away from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, nicknamed the Mormons. So the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Mormons, well, these offshoot groups claim they're Mormons as well. Well, you know, will the real Mormon please stand up? That's hard to discuss. So the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints do not practice polygamy and have not since the late 1890s. But back in the 1800s, this story is important to understand, 1870s, 80s, 90s, there were Mormon leaders, members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, who practiced polygamy, and the government was literally going to stamp them out, shut them down. Many of these leaders fled to Mexico. They're white people that live in Mexico that speak perfect English and perfect Spanish. They don't have an accent in either language, okay? Well, anyway, so a lot of the Mormon leaders went there for safety when they practiced polygamy. Well, many of them stayed. A lot of them became break-off factions. When the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the real church, and I'll explain in a second what that means. Hold on.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
200 million Americans in the Midwest and the East Coast are in the path of a frigid air mass. National Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Witt.
I think we're just going to be mostly seeing a good bit of cloud cover for the most part during the day on Monday. As we get into Monday evening, that's when some rain comes into the picture. Probably starts spreading into eastern West Virginia Panhandle and the Blue Ridge Mountains on Monday evening. And then, of course, the higher elevations, we may see a little mix of rain and snow.
Two Trump administration officials have told impeachment investigators that they heard White House discussions with Ukraine. The transcripts of Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and Fiona Hill both appear to show some evidence of a quid pro quo between President Trump and Ukraine President Zelensky, military aid in exchange for an investigation of President Trump's political rivals. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Consumer sentiment is up. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The University of Michigan's early reading on consumer attitudes in the month of November finds a somewhat more positive outlook about the economy, but a slightly less favorable outlook when it comes to personal finances. The U.S.-China trade war remains a top concern for many, according to the results. The university also says data shows Americans are slightly more cautious about spending as they head forward.
Family and friends are set to bury the last victim of a cartel ambush that murdered 9 American women and children in Mexico. The funeral is for Christina Langford Johnson. Corrine is a relative who visited the site.
This is where my daughter-in-law and my family got massacred, murdered from the top of this mountain. They shot at him. There's evidence, there's bullet remains, everything.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, I'm going to dive right into this thing and skip a lot of the music, ladies and gentlemen. We got a lot to cover, very little time to get it done. So understand what I'm saying to you is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, nicknamed the Mormons back in the 1800s, did practice polygamy. And because of harassment from the United States government, many of them had to flee to Mexico. All right? They were faithful Mormons, members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. They, too, were harassed at that time, believe it or not, by Pancho Villa. Okay? Who raided their farms and houses with his revolutionaries. Now, then the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints prophet received a revelation in the late 1890s that basically said, hey, no more polygamy, one man, one wife, and it's been that way ever since. However, offshoots, people who lived in Mexico, didn't like that change from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, so they had these offshoot churches. These offshoot churches call themselves Mormons as well, all right? And so the problem with this deal is in the 1930s, a lot of these groups broke away from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and they called themselves Mormons too, but they're fundamentalist Mormons. They're different, right? So that's a lot of the reason the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is focusing on the name of the church, not just the general term Mormon, because there's a lot of offshoots, and they have different beliefs, and some of them still practice polygamy. Now, I don't know if this family practiced polygamy or not, but many of these Mexico, quote, Mormons, they have ties to people in Utah. A lot of ties to people in Utah. Because, again, of the deep family associations. In fact, some of the families are completely split up over this issue. What do I mean by that? Well, they have different religions, right? Some are members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the main church that's headquartered in Salt Lake City, that hasn't practiced polygamy for, what, 150 years? 140, whatever? All right. The offshoot churches have been involved in a lot of this violence in Mexico for quite some time. Some of the family members are murderers and very hostile and probably involved in the drug trade themselves. But many of the family members are innocent, and I believe these families were innocent. I do not believe it was mistaken identity, though. All right? I believe that what you got here is a very evil plot by drug cartels. All right? CNN reports another family member was murdered in 2009 after establishing patrols against cartels. So I think these families try to do their best to fight off the cartels, to stand against the cartels. Okay? But the problem with it is that for a lot of different reasons, these families were used and lured in this drug fight that I'm telling you about. And because they fought against the drug cartels thought, hey, no harm, no foul. We sacrifice these goofball families, send a message to the families to leave or get the heck out of Mexico or shut up and get out of the way. Because the families were doing their best to stop the drug cartels. What the families don't realize is Mexico and the United States CIA are involved in the drug trade. So you know what? You're never going to go against the drug cartels by yourselves or as a small family like that, especially living in Mexico when you're completely unarmed. Right? That's the problem with the discussion. Okay? Mexico's ban on guns has played a major role in the rise of these drug cartels and the violence, these hardened criminals. They don't have any problem getting their hands on guns, especially even automatic weapons. The only peaceful citizens are the ones that are disarmed. That's what we can look forward to if we allow gun control in America, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake about it. Competing drug cartels in northern Mexico have long harassed fundamentalist Mormons who moved to Mexico a long time ago and then broke away from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints over this polygamy issue. Right? Well, now officials are saying the Mormon massacre may be tied to gang war, officials say. I believe that's actually correct. Okay? There's a relative, Taylor Langford, you know, same name as the woman that got murdered and saved her baby, right? Kristen Langford. Sides with a guy named Castaneda. There was no mistaken identity, he says. He tells this to CBS News. He says, women and children were murdered in broad daylight. This was not a mistaken identity. Okay? Now, the Castaneda guy is a very interesting person. This Castaneda guy documents and has been watching the drug cartels and different things for some time. And he says the poor family's trying to stop the drugs got caught in the middle. And no, they weren't the target, but they were lured in and killed. So this is a serious business. And when Donald Trump gets out there and says, hey, let's take it to the drug cartels and make them extinct, he either doesn't know what's going on here or he's lying to you. And I don't know which it is, but this is the most blatant attack I'm going to give you against Donald Trump. To make a statement like that, if you don't know the drug cartels are ran by your own CIA, then you're a super ignorant president, right? Now, you don't believe me on the drug cartels and the CIA? Well, you go back to Iran-Contra and study it. You go back to El Chapo and study him. You go back to the San Jose Mercury News. You go back to the Dallas Morning News, and they've written plenty of articles about the CIA and the drug trade. Back in my early days in radio, we talked about the MENA, Arkansas connection for the drug trade. And I used to interview people who talked about this quite a bit. Barry Seal was involved in the drug trade quite a bit. And it was documented big time by a guy by the name of Terry Reed. And I used to interview Terry Reed back in the day. And I'm telling you, the drug cartels have been documented 66 ways from Sunday. Even Bogue Wrights talked about the drug trade in Burma. Bogue Wrights was a presidential candidate in 1992. He was a well-known decorated military vet, and he documented that in Burma, he tried to stop the drug trade, and he found out that the United States was the biggest one to make the drug trade go. The natives there didn't like the drug trade, but they felt like they had no choice to support themselves, and when they tried to get out of the drug trade, they were told the United States government insisted on it. We see that from Panama to Burma to Iran-Contra, Nicaragua, Mexico, all the way through to MENA, Arkansas, and just about everywhere else. So when Donald says this, he doesn't know what's going on. He's completely ignorant of that, or he knows about it and wants you to believe that he's going to just crack down on the drug cartel. But he's not. He's not at all. All right? Okay, so this former Mexican foreign minister, George Castaneda, that's who this guy is. He suggested that the family had been targeted because they stood up to the drug cartels. So I would say that he's right. They've been targeted, but not directly. They really wanted to have a war with this other drug cartel, but they didn't mind making these folks lured into the trap casualties along the way. He said they did have certain frictions either with the cartels or with neighboring communities over water rights. All right. So that's where this Taylor guy sides with Castaneda. All right. Now, then when we say we're going to crack down on the drugs, we're going to get to the bottom of it, we start to blame Mexico. Mexico's at fault. Then Mexico takes issue and fires back. A Mexican ambassador to the United States implies that Americans are at fault for the increased cartel violence. So when Donald strikes back at them, they strike back, and you get a little bit of truth. You get how ignorant our president is on this and or his dishonesty. And then the ambassador's like, hey, if you're going to act like we're at fault, we're going to act like you're at fault. Why? Well, this Mexican ambassador says the reason that you're at fault is because of your Americans' drug demand. So Donald says it's the drug cartels. Let's stamp them out. The cartels and the Mexican government laugh at Donald and go, you're at fault for the drug demand. Americans love drugs. We're just here to feed the operation. And I'm here to tell you, if you study, you'll find out that the drug cartels are alive and well. Make no mistake. And make no mistake that they receive the blessings of Mexican and United States government. Not all drug cartels, only the favored ones. So they have these favored drug cartels like the Sinaloa drug cartel. And these other offshoots, they're willing to shut down and make examples of because it makes great news. But the truth is the protected drug cartels always get cover, always get protection. Let me give you an example. I don't know if you remember back in the day, and if you haven't researched this, go ahead. You can research anything I tell you. I'm confident in my news delivery, okay? There was two gentlemen who were border agents, and they were not white. Ramos is one name, and Campion is the other name. And Ramos and Campion were border agents that truly tried to crack down on the drug trade, and they realized that the drug trade was being fomented and aided by the United States government. And they didn't like it. Okay? So they tried to put a stamp down on it. Well, Ramos and Campion went to jail. For years, they went to jail. Well, guess who didn't go to jail? The drug-running kingpin that they were trying to stop. He got to go at will across the border as often as he wanted. Ladies and gentlemen, we're being played for suckers. I'll give you the rest of the story in mere seconds.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, tilt things in their direction.
There's no vote.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. Then you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text FIGHT to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. defendapatriot.com.
Yeah, this is David in engineering.
This is your wife in suburbia.
Oh, hi, hon. What's up?
How's the robot coming?
Well, it doesn't exactly respond to requests yet, but I'm...
Well, I know how frustrating that can be.
You do?
Uh-huh. I'm still waiting for my romantic lunch date.
Oh, yeah.
David.
Well, I must not have enough memory allocated.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
You know, your son said mama today.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, we'll have to have that sound chip changed to Dada.
Well, you could reprogram it yourself, you know.
I know. Hey, why don't we do it over lunch today?
Oh, you really are brilliant.
Thanks. You want me to bring the robot?
David.
He can order pasta in 11 languages.
Only if he pays for his own lunch.
Okay. Oh, don't forget to bring Chip.
I still wish we hadn't named him that.
Well, why? It beats general default.
Oh.
Family. Isn't it about time?
Do you know that a baby processes information 3 times faster than an adult?
An adult what?
Engineer. Funny.
I'll see you at noon.
I can't wait.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, y'all think I'm just into conspiracy theories now, don't you? All right, you go look up Dallas Morning News, the CIA drug running. You go look up San Jose Mercury News, and you go check it out. You go check out PBS. Right? You go look up some of these things that I'm telling you. You look up Terry Reed, Barry Seal, Mena, Arkansas, drug running, CIA, cartels. You go look up Ramos and Campion. And you see if I know what I'm talking about. All right? This is just, it's amazing what they are doing to us. We are being played for suckers, my fellow Americans. Absolutely played for suckers. All right? The drug running has been documented so many ways from Sunday that it is scary. And the government's right in the middle of it. The government is right in the middle of it. CIA drug. Type that into Google. Right? It is scary. The drug lords. A brutal history of CIA involvement. I mean, it's crazy, folks. The information that you find. It is shocking. And so, you know what? I'm mad because when Donald Trump acts like he wants to stamp out these clowns, he's not stomping out anything. Does he even know what he's talking about? Does Donald even know what he's talking about? I hope Donald Trump is ignorant. Because if he's not, that he's lying, right? It's scary. I don't even know how to think about this exactly. All right? Because when you look into the Southeast Asia drug trade, documented by Bogreitz and many others, all right, there was heroin in Southeast Asia. CIA arms, money, and disinformation, right? The Communist Party's at the center of all this. Mafia drug distributors are involved in this, right? So you got the Nationalist Chinese Army, organized by the CIA back in the day to wage war against Communist China. Yeah, they were in the opium barons of the Golden Triangle, parts of Burma, Thailand, and Laos, the world's largest source of opium and heroin. You think the folks out there on the little farms in Laos can get the drugs into the United States without help? Go lurk and learn about Air America. That's the CLA's principal airline, or the CIA's principal airline, that flew the drugs all over Southeast Asia. See Christopher Robbins, Air America Books, Chapter 9. And then that was in the 50s, 50s to 70s now. China, U.S. military in Laos. All right, many of the GIs in Vietnam became addicts of drugs over there. Right? Think about it. Sydney Bank. It's the Nukin Hand Bank in Sydney, Australia, that ran a bunch of drugs and money. I mean, it's everywhere. You want to see the crimes of patriots? It's a book. A true tale of dope, dirty money in the CIA. Go check that book out, folks. 1970s and 80s, Panama. For more than a decade, Panamanians, strongman Manuel Noriega was a highly paid CIA asset and a collaborator despite knowledge by U.S. drug authorities as early as 1971 that the, quote, general was heavily involved in drug trafficking and money laundering. Noriega facilitated guns for drugs, right? Yeah, safe havens for drug cartels. Protect the pilots. U.S. officials, including CIA Director William Webster. They sent Noriega letters of praise in his efforts to, quote, thwart drug trafficking, but albeit only against competitors. See? In 1989, they turned against Noriega, because he was providing information to the Cubans and the Sandinistas. Ironically, Drug trafficking increased in Panama after the U.S. invasion. Yeah. There's a book about it. John Dinges, Our Man in Panama, 1991. Check it out. 1980s, Central America. I mean, I can go on about this for hours, ladies and gentlemen. The San Jose Mercury News documents just one thread of the interwoven operations of the drug cartels in bed with the CIA is the Contras and the cocaine cartels. Obsessed with overthrowing the leftist Sandinistas, the government in Nicaragua, the Reagan administration, tolerated drug trafficking as long as the drug traffickers gave support to the Contras. You don't believe me? In 1989, the Senate Subcommittee on Terrorism, Narcotics, and International Operations, they called it the Kerry Committee. Isn't that interesting? Concluded a three-year investigation by stating there was substantial evidence of drug smuggling through the war zones on the part of individual Contras, Contra suppliers, Contra pilots, quote, mercenaries who worked with the Contras and Contra supporters throughout the region. U.S. officials in Central America failed to address the issue because they were fearful that it might compromise the war efforts. In other words, hey, you got drugs, law enforcement, foreign policy, and money. Go research that subcommittee report. In Costa Rica, which served as the southern front for the Contras, Honduras being the, quote, northern front, there were several different CIA Contra networks involved in drug trafficking. Anyway, the San Jose Mercury News documents a lot of this. There was CIA operative John Hull. H-U-L-L, John Hull. He had a farm. That was the main staging area for the Contras. Hull and other CIA supporters teamed up with a guy named George Morales, a major Miami-based Colombian drug trafficker who later admitted to giving $3 million in cash and several planes to Contra leaders because the CIA asked him to. In 1989, after the Costa Rica government indicted Hull for drug trafficking, a dehired plane clandestinely flew the CIA operative to Miami by way of Haiti. The U.S. regularly thwarted Costa Rican efforts to extradite this guy back for prosecution. Another Costa Rican drug ring involved a group of Cuban Dominicans who the CIA had hired as military trainers for the Contras. I mean, do you see how war and drug and money and sex all go together? Costa Rica was not the only route. Guatemala, whose military intelligence service closely associated with the CIA, who harbored many drug traffickers, according to the DEA. It was another, quote, way station along the cocaine highway. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. The Medellin cartels in Miami, an accountant, by the way, his name is Ramon Million Rodriguez. Right? He testified that he funneled nearly $10 million to the Nicaraguan Contras through longtime CIA operative Felix Rodriguez, who was based in an Air Force base in El Salvador. The Contras provided both protection and infrastructure, planes, pilots, airships, warehouses, front companies and banks to these CIA-linked drug networks. I mean, it just doesn't end. Four different transport companies under investigation for drug trafficking. You received government contracts to carry non-lethal supplies to the Contras. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. I could go on for hours. All I'm telling you is, when Donald tells you folks that he's going to get to the bottom of it and stamp out the cartels. He's either completely ignorant or lying to your face. As soon as we get the government out of the drug trade, we might have a prayer to stop the cartels. But as long as the Americans have a huge appetite for drugs, expect it to continue. James will be back next week. I'm Sam Bushman. This is the Political Cesspool Radio Program. Have a delightful evening, ladies and gentlemen.